On April 23, 2015, the Maine Legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee held a public hearing on LD 1208, an act concerning pavement sealing products. This bill prohibits the sale and use of coal tar sealant products beginning October 1, 2016.
The good representative. Yes, Senator Breen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Kathy Breen. I represent Senate District 25, and that is Falmouth, Cumberland, Yarmouth, Shadeed Island, Long Island, Gray, and part of Westbrook. I have a question about labeling these. If I were going to redo my driveway, would I be able to see, would it say coal tar in the ingredients, or how would I figure out which contain them and which don't?
It would be listed. Often when you ask your applicator if you're hiring a professional to install the seal coat, they'll tell you which product they're using, and on most of the ones that you can find, it has it labeled. But as I said, in the majority of home hardware stores, you can't even purchase the coal tar product anymore. So.
Yes. I can answer this one. Knowing that you brought this bill to us before, have you approached any of the communities that you would like to have this to see if they, in fact, would consider banning this product?
Yes, and I am still working with some of those communities that are amenable to it. A lot of work is being done around watersheds because this isn't something that adheres to town lines. You know, you can seal coat a driveway in Brunswick and have the toxins end up in Bath. So a lot of work is being done on the watershed level and trying to encourage landowners and business owners to not use these products because we're finding the PAH is showing up in the waterbeds here in Maine. But it's one of those things that you can go on the community-based level, but the rise we're seeing of this product showing up in our watersheds, I really think means that we need a state-based approach rather than a local approach.
And is it all watersheds you're seeing it in, or just the one on the one that called me last night? I forget. I'm sorry.
It's the Long Creek watershed.
Long Creek.
I unfortunately have not been able to go out and test all the different water bodies, but it has, from what I've heard, been showing up in a large majority of water districts in Maine. So there'll hopefully be some folks behind us, and I'm going to try to get a more detailed list of all the different tests that have been done in Maine. But it is here, and it is affecting our water.
I would strongly encourage you to talk to your towns.
Thank you.
Other questions for the good representative? Oh, yes.
Yeah, you said that the big retail chains have already banned, or I'm sorry, not banned, but stopped carrying these products. Do you think that the reason that the mom-and-pop stores or the small hardware stores are still carrying these is through the customers requesting it, or do you think it's just something that they've carried throughout the years and they just haven't changed?
I think it's a little bit of both. Some folks say, for example, the original difference between the asphalt seal coat and the coal tar seal coat is that the coal tar can be applied at a lower temperature than the asphalt-based. So that's why you primarily see the asphalt-based in the western portion of the country, because it's warmer there year-round. But the new products can be applied at the same low temperatures as the coal tar seal coat. So I think part of it was these products were still coming out on the market. But I think a lot of it is just, you know, it might be what someone's always bought. And, you know, it's time to sort of change our thinking about that product. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Daughtry. Others, are there any other legislators here who wish to testify? Could we hear from the department, please?
Good afternoon. Senator Saviello, Representative Welch, members of the committee. I am Michael Coons, Director of the Bureau of Land and Water Quality, the Department of Environmental Protection, and I'm speaking in opposition to 1208. 2 years ago, the legislature considered and rejected a very similar bill, LD 1212, which proposed the phase-out of the use of asphalt sealants containing coal tar. The department testified in opposition to that bill, and we are similarly opposed to LD 1208, which establishes an outright ban on the sale and use of coal tar sealant products. The department opposes this bill on several grounds. First, the department already regulates paving projects on a statewide basis and in a manner that provides adequate protection for most environmental resources. The department's Chapter 500 stormwater management rules provide a comprehensive program for the control and treatment of stormwater runoff from a variety of sources. These rules, together with the federally delegated programs such as construction general permit program, the municipal separate storm sewer system, known as MS4s, and the multi-sector general permit program are sufficiently protective of our surface and groundwater resources in most cases. The department recognizes that restrictions on the use of these sealants may be appropriate to address specific concerns on a case-by-case basis or in limited geographic areas. However, a statewide ban is not the solution for addressing these localized concerns. While a ban might be reasonably considered for a highly developed and urbanized area with impaired water quality, it would provide few, if any, environmental benefits for most other areas and may impose significant performance and cost impacts. Washburn is not Portland, and a number of communities may choose to consider banning these products. That is a decision that is best decided at the local level. The department has significant current concerns regarding the enforceability of the sale and use of prohibited products. While the bill provides the code enforcement officers may enforce this ban, this does not abrogate the department's responsibility to enforce these prohibitions. A statewide ban on the sale and use of these products would impose significant additional costs on the department, as field staff would need to inspect a large number of commercial establishments to investigate, analyze, and determine the compliance status of all sealing products that are offered for sale. The department would also need to police the use of these products, an activity that would do little to protect the environment and even less to build public support for stormwater programs and environmental protection efforts at large. Finally, it is my understanding that similar bans in other states and jurisdictions are just going into effect. Given concerns regarding the performance of substitute products and their suitability for wide use in cold climates such as Maine, it simply does not make environmental or economic sense to move forward with this bill until the success of similar programs in other large jurisdictions is fully assessed. In closing, while the department is willing to work with local jurisdictions to help best determine and evaluate appropriate approaches to addressing stormwater concerns for specific sites, a statewide ban is neither necessary nor appropriate. I'd be glad to take any questions you have.
Questions for Mr. Gates? Yes, represented by...
If I understand you correctly, there are some cases where it would be appropriate, and in those cases, when people want to do that, does the department have anything to do with that? If somebody has a case where it's largely urban development, there's a stream going through there, and they want to help protect their stream, How do they go about doing that, and are you guys involved?
The way I understand it's done in similar, like as was mentioned, Washington, D.C., they just do a jurisdictional ban in their area, or you can focus it on specific water bodies, but that would be a local decision to be made. We'd be there to help them, advise them, but that would be the limit. We'd be a technical assistance.
Would you have any role in, like, monitoring it or for compliance and policing it, if you will?
We could. Again, I'm talking about technical assistance. We would be there to help them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Other questions? Representative Harper. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Coombs. Yeah. So I'm reading where you said that a ban might be reasonably considered for highly developed and urbanized areas with impaired water quality, but it would provide few, if any, environmental benefits for most other areas. And I'm just curious, I was trying to remember whether or not, I think the last time Representative Daughtry presented this bill, we learned that there was a statement on the DEP website about what their beliefs were about coal tar sealants.
Yeah.
And could you refresh my memory? I couldn't find it when I looked.
As to whether it's status on the webpage or not, I'm sorry, I don't know. But I do know that there is... From my view, there's a fundamental difference between providing public information and taking action. So that purpose for that in many parts of our web page is simply to provide public with information so they can make a decision.
Right. And so, could you refresh my memory as to what it said about approximately what it said? Do you?
Honestly, I haven't read it.
I couldn't find it. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, because I go to my staff that write those things and talk with them. I don't go to our website.
Okay, thank you.
So perhaps for our work session, it'd be helpful.
Sure, okay.
There's something on the website.
Are there other questions?